Oh, my doorman is such a creep. Did you see him leering at me? It's all your fault, Daddy, for picking out another backless cat. You always have to put me in something I can't wear a bra with. Oh, right. You're greeting. Sorry. Good evening, Daddy. I'm here to serve your cock. Hmm? The gown? Yeah, it's nice. I didn't recognize the name on the tag, though. Is it some new and up-and-coming designer? No, I didn't Google it. I already forgot the name. What am I doing? I'm texting my sister. Yes, I know the no phones rule. We're just driving. It's not a big deal. I need a new one, by the way. The screen on this one's getting all fucky. Can we go to the Apple store soon? Alright, fine. I'm putting it away. Where are we going anyway? Ooh, a surprise. Come on. These events are basically all the same. Whether it's a fundraiser or a ballet, is there really much of a difference? Excited? Not really. I mean, we've been to so many of these lately. It's hard for me to muster up that much excitement at this point. Huh? Well, yeah, I used to. Of course I used to, first. It was fun being your shiny new arm candy. Watching you show off your hot young plaything. All the wives clutching their pearls at our scandalous age difference while their pervy husbands drooled over me. And I loved whispering dirty things in your ear and making you squirm in front of all of your bougie rich friends. Oh, sorry, your colleagues. Do you remember that first gala you brought me to? I remember chatting with a few of your colleagues when you walked up behind me. You whispered in my ear that I had exactly 2 minutes to put my panties in your hand or I'd be punished. And that you were timing me. Oh, I had no idea where the bathroom was. I finally panicked and ducked around the corner to slip them off. My heart was pumping out of my chest. Anyone could have walked by. God, that was so fucking odd. I was so wet the rest of the night. I was terrified people could smell it on me. But yeah, things were more exciting when we could pull off stuff like that. Back then, I was just a pretty face they might never see again. I couldn't risk that now. They know me as your girlfriend, not some casual fling. I actually have to face these people again. Oh, we're here already? What? No valet parking? Where are we? Okay. Now I want to know what's going on. Why are we parked in this tiny back alley? And in such a sketchy looking neighborhood? Is this one of those underground BDSM parties? Daddy, are you eyes wide shutting me? Okay then, Mr. Mysterious. Keep your secrets. What do you mean, this is it? This is... What is this? We're just standing in the middle of a dank, dirty alley in a shitty neighborhood. I don't get it. Where's the party? There is no party? Lesson? What lesson? Daddy, what are you talking about? Of course I'll get on my knees for you, Daddy. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Yeah, a little. I'm sorry. But yes. It's a brand new dress, so yeah, I'm a little upset. The dress I... What? Never thanked you for? Didn't I? I thought I... At least I meant to. I remember wanting to tell you how much I loved it. When I first slipped it on and felt the fabric cling to me so delicately, and I looked in the mirror and saw how perfectly accentuated the soft sloping curves of my body, the slit along the side going all the way up to my thigh. And these tiny delicate straps make it seem like the front is held on by magic, as if one wrong move or a gust of wind and I'll be completely naked. And the color is so beautiful. I really did mean to thank you, Daddy. Tell you how much I love this gown. And the shoes, they match perfectly. And the necklace. Daddy, you have such elegant taste. I should have told you before now. As soon as I got in the car, I must have been distracted. Oh. And grateful. And spoiled. Just like you said. Did I even thank you for the last one? Or the one before that? Oh my god. Daddy, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've been horrible. I've been a spoiled, ungrateful little brat. Daddy, I'm so sorry the way I've been acting. But you must think of me. Oh, God. Please forgive me, Daddy. Punish me as much as you need to, please. If I wasn't already on my knees, I'd get down to beg your forgiveness. Please, Daddy, please. I'll do anything. Anything. I'm gonna be such a good girl from now on, you'll see. I'll show you how thankful I am for you and how much I appreciate everything you do for me. Whatever you want, whatever it takes, I'll do it. Whatever punishment, I'll endure it. You'll see, Daddy, I'll show you. Yes, Daddy, I'll say whatever you want. Repeat after you. Okay. I am Daddy's little whore. And no matter how elegantly I'm dressed, or how expensive the jewelry I wear, or how graceful and sophisticated I look, I'll never, ever forget. I am nothing but a dirty back alley whore. And here's where I belong. On my knees in a nasty, grimy gutter. Like the cheap, sleazy little slut I am. With Daddy's cock in my mouth. Now suck my... Oh, right. Yes, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for letting me make it up to you. I'll suck it so good for you. Just for you. I'll show you how sorry I am for being such a spoiled, ungrateful, naughty little girl. You're so hard for me already. Oh, you must really like seeing me like this, don't you, Daddy? Does it turn you on, having me on my knees? Dressed up all fancy in this elegant designer gown. Kneeling in filthy drain water on this dirty back alley gutter. You like me looking so sophisticated and refined? Will I devour your hard cock like a cheap, depraved whore? Yeah, so do I. My pussy's so fucking wet, Daddy. Let me show you what a dirty, cock-hungry whore I am under all this grace and elegance. Lesson for me to really understand that I'm nothing but a filthy gutter slut. I think you need to treat me like one. I think you need to fuck my face in this rundown alley like a cheap whore. That I don't Is Daddy punishing my throat? I'm such a spoiled, ungrateful, childish little brat. I've disappointed you. Take it out of my throat, Daddy. Oh, punish me with your big, thick daddy cock. Are you gonna come on my face, Daddy? Are you gonna show me what a cheap, filthy little whore I am? Shoot your hot, sticky load all over my pretty face? You want me on all fours? Yes, Daddy, of course I'll turn around for you and bend over. Wait, Daddy, don't ruin your tux. Here, let me lay my dress down for you. It's already covered in dirty rainwater. Not to mention all the spit and pre-cum that's already dripped off my chin. No, the gown fit me perfectly around the hips. I just didn't want any panty lines. There. Now I can turn around, get on all fours, and you can come fuck me from behind. That way you won't get dirt on your pants. Daddy, I really am a filthy whore for you now. Completely naked and nothing but my heels and jewelry. Down on my hands and knees on the dirty ground in this grungy alley. Like a common street corner whore. Punish me. Is this where you want me, Daddy? Is my back against the dumpster? Oh, Jacket's so warm with your body heat. You're gonna carry me back to the car? I love this. Your strong arms scooping me up, my head resting gently on your chest. Wait, my dress. Oh, I'm sure it just needs a good dry cleaning. No, Daddy, I don't want a new one. I'm grateful for the one I have. And I want to keep it to always remind me of this night. Is that okay? you just squat down a little, I can just reach. Got it. Thank you, Daddy. For the dress and the shoes and jewelry. So grateful to you, Daddy, for everything you do for me, and I'll never forget it.